From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Hundreds, including children, dead in Egypt. Egyptian officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula. 27 of the dead are children. With more, here's Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Mourners pay their respects at the funerals for the hundreds of worshippers killed at a mosque in Egypt on Friday, one day after the bloodiest attack in Egypt's modern history. Witnesses say a bomb struck a mosque in the town of Bir al-Abad in the North Sinai region. Scores of gunmen set up outside the building in off-road vehicles, then opened fire on those trying to escape.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least 5 people and wounding around 20 others. The bomb went off on a busy road in Quetta. The Pakistani Taliban instantly took credit for plotting the attack. The U.S. Navy has identified 3 sailors missing in the Philippine Sea. They are Lieutenant Stephen Combs, Aviation Bosun's Mate Airman Matthew Chialastri, and Aviation Ordnanceman Airman Apprentice Brian Grosso. On Thursday, search and rescue efforts were halted for the 3 sailors who were lost at sea Wednesday when a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed into the Pacific. 4 UN peacekeepers and a Malian soldier were killed and 21 others injured in 2 attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the attacks. This is VOA News. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu on Friday said President Donald Trump told his Turkish counterpart that the U.S. will no longer supply arms to People's Protection Units, also known as the YPG Kurds. Çavuşoğlu said on Friday that Trump relayed his decision during a telephone conversation with Turkish President Recep Erdogan. He said, Mr. Trump clearly stated that he had given clear instructions and that the YPG won't be given arms and that this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. Later in the conversation, before they hung up, Trump clearly confirmed what he said and said he had given instructions to his generals and to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster that no weapons would be issued. Of course, we were very happy with this. Çavuşoğlu said he was present in Erdogan's office during the telephone call. Turkey considers the YPG to be terrorists because of their affiliation to outlawed Kurdish rebels that have waged a 3-decade-long insurgency in Turkey. Relatives and members of the local community gathered on Saturday at Mar del Plata Naval Base in an emotional demonstration for crew members of the missing Argentine submarine. Argentina's president said Friday an international search will continue for a submarine carrying 44 crew members that has been lost in the South Atlantic for 9 days. President Mauricio Macri said that the sub's disappearance will be investigated. Pope Francis visits Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh next week amid international outrage over what the U.S. describes as the ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. Jesus Seminoni reports.
A message from the Pope to the Burmese people as he prepares to visit their nation.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
The first papal trip ever to Myanmar comes 6 months after full diplomatic ties were forged in May during a visit by the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who has since come under international pressure over the plight of the Rohingya. More than half of the Rohingya Muslim populations have fled their homes in the Rakhine State after an August attack by Rohingya insurgents sparked a brutal military crackdown. The Pope will also meet with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands are sheltering in refugee camps. Jesus Amoni, VOA News, Washington.
Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, have been canceled after Bali's Mount Agung volcano started to spew smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air Saturday, according to officials. From Washington, this is Liz Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.